local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Now we start hour number two on a Wednesday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, only on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. A lot to get to here in hour number two. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 262-6111. Today, the U.S. hitting pause on a large shipment of weapons for Israel over concerns about a large-scale offensive in Rafah.
We paused one shipment of high payload munitions. We've also been very clear about the steps that we'd like to see Israel take to account for and take care of those civilians before major combat takes place.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the move is to head off a full invasion of Rafah and to prevent civilian casualties as ceasefire negotiations are continuing. It's believed to be the first time the U.S. has halted an arms shipment to Israel since the war with Hamas started. Republicans say it's an underhanded attempt to withhold aid that was already approved in that new bipartisan bill a couple of weeks ago. Republicans also pushing a bill to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections.
Because there is currently an unprecedented and a clear and present danger to the integrity of our election system. And that is the threat of non-citizens and illegal aliens voting in our elections.
House Speaker Johnson warns of the threat of non-U.S. citizens casting ballots today and threw his support behind the SAVE Act. It would require proof of American citizenship to register to vote. And last hour, Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is now trying to force a vote to remove the House Speaker.
The form of the resolution is as follows. Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant.
Green earlier today said she'd give the Speaker time to demonstrate his commitment to conservative priorities, but apparently that was not the case. She is upset over a series of spending bills passed to Ukraine, for one, that didn't include any new measures on securing the border. As we have discussed multiple times, this is dead on arrival here, as Democrats have already signaled they would vote to keep the House Speaker in place. That's a look at our top three stories here on this Wednesday. Could be a busy night tomorrow night into Friday as far as the weather is concerned. Here's Alan Strum with the full forecast.
Very warm weather continues overnight with lows just in the 70s. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with just a small 20% chance that a shower does pop up. Highs are going to be way up into the 80s, mid to upper 80s for the area. All right, now heading into Thursday night and Friday morning, we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to move through. Some of those may be on the strong side, and it looks like most of that is probably going to happen before sunrise Friday morning. Some lingering showers still possible to the first part of Friday morning. And then cooler, drier air moves in. Beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, if you're traveling north or southbound on Pine Forest Road, that's going to be whether you're approaching 9 Mile or coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. We've still got some issues going both ways there. Same could be said for Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Also on Blue Angel itself, if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, we got some problems there developing at this time. Beyond that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. We did have an accident report over there that I'm sure is not making the congestion in that area any better. And then it's going to be a few spots in Milton on Caroline Street, most namely. If you are traveling eastbound on Caroline passing Avalon Boulevard, we've got some problems there. As you continue eastward passing Dogwood Drive and approaching downtown Milton, we got some problems in that area. And if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown, we've got some problems over there as well. Last spot is Woodbine Road, traveling northbound towards the Publix at Five Points. We often have some issues there, and right now is no exception. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look here at some of our local headlines today, the top story here in Pensacola, Ascension Sacred Heart confirming today that the hospital has been affected by a data breach. In a statement, 2 News Radio Ascension says that some systems have been interrupted as unusual activity on select systems was detected earlier today. The statement goes on to say that the appropriate authorities have been notified and that they are working to fully investigate what information, if any, may have been affected. Ascension says care teams initiated procedures to ensure patient care delivery continued to be safe and as minimally impacted as possible. As of now, no confirmation what information and individuals may have been impacted. In Okaloosa County, the family of the Air Force senior airman who was fatally shot by an Okaloosa County deputy is retaining prominent civil rights attorney Ben Crump. It was last Friday when 23-year-old Roger Fortson was killed at his apartment on Racetrack Road. The sheriff's office says the deputy was acting in self-defense after identifying himself as law enforcement. Fortson was reportedly armed with a gun. Crump, though, says that Fortson was shot while he was walking back to his living room after deputies broke in. He also says that witnesses believe the deputies responding to a domestic disturbance had gone to the wrong apartment. Crump is calling for the immediate release of the body camera footage. The suspect wanted in the shooting at I and Intendencia Streets earlier this week has turned herself in. Pensacola police say 35-year-old Zirconium Dees is now in custody at the Escambia County Jail, being held on no bond. She's charged with attempted murder and grand theft in relation to the shooting on Monday morning, in which police say the victim had been shot in the head, but her injuries were not life-threatening. Back in Destin, another popular restaurant catching fire overnight. The Blue Maho Breakfast and Lunch Restaurant caught fire at around 2:30 this morning. Nobody was inside at the time. Two firefighters who responded were dealing with some minor injuries and treated there at the scene. And in Pace, a 31-year-old man dead after a single car accident overnight. FHP says the man was driving on 90 near Diamond Street when he crashed into a guardrail and the car overturned into the water. He was pronounced dead at the scene. And finally, in Century, the town approving up to $40,000 to catch up on transcribing their public meetings. The town council authorized the expense as the mayor says around 40 meetings still need to be transcribed as required by Florida law. There's no word on what the actual bill for transcription will be. The estimated cost is around $12,000, but there could be extra cost for document conversions and low-quality audio recordings. At the same meeting, Mayor Luis Gomez proposed hiring an interim town clerk, but that motion didn't move forward when it did not get a second. Let's look at our local headlines today. We'll take a break here. 517 state and national news coming up next.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to wavemenshealth.com and book your appointment today. Wavemenshealth.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at News Radio Pensacola, Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a Wednesday. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon. It is 5:22 here as we get rolling on with a look at our state headlines today. A Central Florida woman is charged with killing her 4-year-old adopted son. Here is Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
We have a video clip of where that 3-year-old baby's hands was tied behind his back and she threw him in a swimming pool.
35-year-old Patricia Saint-Azaire brought the child from Haiti just last year. A judge says the medical examiner discovered evidence of abuse after the boy died at an Orlando hospital. He says detectives will file every charge possible in the case.
And Donald Trump's classified documents case in Florida has been indefinitely postponed. The trial was to start in late May, but now will probably be delayed until after the election. Meanwhile, Trump's hush money trial in New York is in recess until tomorrow. As he exited the courthouse yesterday, the former president said the prosecution's case is totally falling apart.
The state of Florida going after a new federal health care rule. The state filed a lawsuit earlier this week saying the regulation gets in the way of its efforts to restrict transgender treatments. The rule was issued by the Department of Health and Human Services and is meant to prevent healthcare programs from discriminating based on gender identity and sexual orientation. States or insurance companies who don't follow the order could be at risk of losing federal funding. It's scheduled to go into effect on July 5th.
And a deal is ready regarding a massive renovations project for the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. City Council President Ron Salem gave an update earlier today saying that the Jags and Mayor Donna Deegan have reached an agreement regarding changes to EverBank Stadium. When negotiations started in August, the franchise asked the city to invest more than $1 billion for upgrades and to build a new entertainment district. Just about 5:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Several spots of note. Or at least that's what appears to be the case here. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, or traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile, still got some backups in that area. A couple of splotches on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Continue northbound towards West Detroit Boulevard. And if you're really daring, continuing northbound further towards 10 Mile Road. Got problems in all those areas there. North Palafox Street, also traveling up towards Burgess Road, is going to give you some trouble. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Typically have issues there, but now there is an accident reported. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. Same situation there. Typically a lot of congestion and a traffic incident was reported last hour. And Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane, or if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Very warm weather continues overnight with lows just in the 70s. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with just a small 20% chance that a shower does pop up. Highs are going to be way up into the 80s, mid to upper 80s for the area. All right, now heading into Thursday night and Friday morning, we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to move through. Some of those may be on the strong side, and it looks like most of that is probably going to happen before sunrise Friday morning. Some lingering showers still possible to the first part of Friday morning. And then cooler, drier air moves in. Beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Looking at our national news today, more charges filed against a man accused of trying to shoot a pastor at a Pennsylvania church Sunday. Of course, we talked about that video where 26-year-old Bernard Polite is seen stepping up in front of Pastor Glenn Germany and trying to shoot him. Polite was then tackled by a church deacon and was later arrested. Sunday night, authorities found Polite's cousin Derek shot to death at the suspect's home, and Bernard is now charged with homicide in connection with that killing.
And Senate Democrats want to revive a bipartisan border bill that they say was tanked by Donald Trump. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy told reporters today he'll spend the next few weeks seeing if Republicans are interested in revisiting border negotiations.
Trying again, trying to reach out to our Republican colleagues and ask them to do what they said they wanted to get done. The development and passage of a bipartisan, tough border security measure that'll get our border under control.
Murphy was a key negotiator in a bipartisan border deal that was ultimately rejected by Republicans just a few months ago. Democrats say Republicans killed the bill to make the border a primary campaign issue for Donald Trump's race for the White House.
Well, Congress turning attention to anti-Semitism in K-12 schools.
It's hard to grasp how anti-Semitism has become such a dominant force in our K-12 schools. Some kids as young as second grade are spewing Nazi propaganda.
As Florida Republican Aaron Bean, school officials from California, New York, and Maryland face questions from lawmakers in a hearing over anti-Semitism reports in their school districts. Bean says that incidents have surged in K-12 schools following the Hamas attack on Israel.
And Russian authorities say that they have another American in custody days after the arrest of a U.S. soldier charged with theft. William Nykum is being held for at least 10 days, charged with petty hooliganism. Didn't know that was a criminal term, for allegedly being drunk and naked in public in Moscow. This after the arrest of Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, a U.S. soldier stationed in South Korea. Black was arrested for theft after he reportedly traveled to Russia to meet a romantic acquaintance. Black's mother told ABC News that she warned him against traveling to Russia, fearing the woman was setting him up.
The man suspected in the killing of a Georgia nursing student has been indicted. Jose Ibarra faces 10 charges in connection to Lakin Riley's death. He entered the U.S. illegally 2 years ago from Venezuela. Riley's body was found in a forested area after she went missing in late February after she went for a run.
And Georgia's appeals court will consider former President Trump's appeal of a decision to not remove the district attorney from his election interference case in that state. In March, a judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could remain on the case if Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade was removed. Trump had tried to have Willis disqualified over a romantic relationship that she had had with Wade.
Mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial gaining 171 points to 3955, S&P 500 down less than a point to 5187, and the NASDAQ dropped 29 to 16302. A quick recap of our top three stories. The U.S. pausing a large shipment of weapons to Israel over concerns of their large-scale offensive in Rafah. That according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin today. Republicans pushing a bill to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. And the House Speaker now facing a motion to vacate. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Georgia Republican, had said earlier today that she would give House Speaker Mike Johnson time to demonstrate his commitment to conservative priorities, but it didn't last very long. Last hour, she made the motion on the House floor and was booed quite loudly. 5:30, we'll take a break there. Sports headlines, entertainment, health, business, and science as well still to come.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier with some action on Capitol Hill. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene introducing a motion to have House Speaker Mike Johnson removed from that position, but the House overwhelmingly rejecting the effort, tabling it in a bipartisan vote. Greene on why she wanted Johnson out.
The form of the resolution is as follows. Declaring the office of Speaker of the House Representatives to be vacant.
Not very popular there in the House chamber. The U.S. confirms it's delaying a planned shipment of bombs to Israel concerning how they might use them in Rafah. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says the U.S. is committed to Israel. However,
we have very serious concerns about a potential Rafah operation.
They are worried of many civilian well-being. Over a million displaced Palestinians are currently sheltering there in Rafah. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Mixed news out of Airbnb after today's market close. The online short-term vacation rental platform reported quarterly earnings and revenue that exceeded expectations. Year-over-year revenue up 18%. Despite saying it's experiencing robust travel demand heading into the summer season, the company's forecast for the current quarter was below most analysts' projections, and Airbnb shares are sliding 8% in after-hours trading. In regular Wednesday trading action, stocks finished mixed. The Dow Industrials up for a sixth straight session. That blue chip index adding 172 points. The S&P 500 was flat, while the NASDAQ Composite shed 30. General Motors made it official. It'll end production of the Chevrolet Malibu this fall. GM's been making that sedan at its Fairfax assembly plant in Kansas, but it will stop making the Malibu and instead produce a new version of the Chevrolet Bolt electric vehicle there, while also continuing to produce the Cadillac XT4 small SUV.
This is Zach Gelb with Sportsman. It's sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Joe Burrow's back in the practice field. The former number one overall pick participated in practice on Monday for the first time since a season-ending wrist surgery. Burrow's played for 4 years, and two of them were cut short due to injury. When healthy, Burrow's taken the Bengals to two AFC championship games and a Super Bowl. Let's just hope the injuries are behind Joe, because he has the best shot of being the guy to put a dent into the Chiefs dynasty. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here, we will get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. Several spots of note currently. Still have some minor backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that has seemingly died down some. However, I promise you it is more than made up for on I-10 if you are traveling westbound just past Pensacola Boulevard and heading in the direction of Pine Forest Road, appropriately enough. Got a lot of backups over there. No confirmation of an accident, though, luckily. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road still giving you some issues at this time. Same with Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway heavily backed up from Tiger Point all the way just past Oriole Beach. Did have an accident report in that area, unfortunately. And still have some minor issues if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Windhaven Beach. To finish it off with some good news, though, we did have multiple issues on Caroline Street, both traveling eastbound and westbound towards downtown Milton, but both directions have seemingly cleared up.
All right, very good. We have potentially a very small percentage, I would say, of some severe weather overnight tomorrow night. Details from Alan on that.
Very warm weather continues overnight with lows just in the 70s. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with just a small 20% chance that a shower does pop up. Highs are going to be way up into the 80s, mid to upper 80s for the area. All right, now heading into Thursday night and Friday morning, we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to move through. Some of those may be on the strong side, and it looks like most of that is probably going to happen before sunrise Friday morning. Some lingering showers still possible to the first part of Friday morning. And then cooler, drier air moves in. Beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 5:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Sports, we've got some playoff action, of course, some big headlines here as well.
Absolutely. Starting with what you're going to see on your TV tonight, we got some NBA playoffs. Just one game. Pacers at Knicks. That's going to be at 7 o'clock on TNT. Knicks have been skating by in their past several games, but, you know, while they win close, they lose close as well. Three of their last four games have been decided by 5 points or less. The only exception was decided by six in OT, so they're quite a team to watch.
Yeah, do yourself a favor and watch Jalen Brunson. He's on a hot streak right now, 40 points in, what, the last five, six games?
I'll have you know that ESPN just gave a headline saying that he's had 39 or more in his last five.
Okay, so 39.
For your information, yes. But no, in all seriousness, yes, one heck of a player for sure. And also, speaking of heck of players, this season's regular season MVP will be announced at 6:30 tonight, so that's just under an hour. Finalists are Dallas's Luka Doncic, OKC's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Denver's Nikola Jokic. Over in the NHL, we've got an ESPN doubleheader, Bruins at Panthers at 6:30, followed by Oilers at Canucks at 9. Just one MLB game televised tonight, D-backs at Reds on FS1. That's getting started right now at 5:40. And then just a few more headlines here. Former LSU pitcher Paul Skenes, how do you say his last name?
I think it's Skenes.
Okay, Skenes, cool. I just know he beat my Deeks bad. He will be making his MLB debut this weekend. The Pirates say that he'll pitch this Saturday against the Cubs. The 21-year-old is widely considered the best pitching prospect in years, and he's dominated AAA so far with 45 strikeouts and just 3 earned runs allowed in 27 innings. Quite impressive there. And then just a couple more quick headlines. The NFL 2024 schedule release is set for May 15th. That's a week from today. So if you care to see who your team's playing more importantly, when they're playing them, that's something to look out for. And lastly here, Champions League semis. Real Madrid beat Bayern Munich 2-1 to advance to the Champions League final against Borussia Dortmund.
Joe is thrilled. Broken heart, man.
Yeah.
It was a good game. It was a good game.
It was a good one. No, I will admit that. And I don't even watch soccer.
We had so much hope there because we actually took the lead in around like the 70th minute. And then we're just trying to hang on for dear life, get to 90 minutes, and then Real Madrid scores 2 goals. One was like in the 80th minute and then another one with like a minute or two before the 90 minute. And it was just, just rough. Just rough. Health, business, and science notes today. People grieving the loss of a loved one are increasingly turning to AI to assist in the grieving process. Several companies, including Snapchat, Replica, 11 Labs, and Hereafter, are just some that allow users to create avatars of deceased loved ones. Generative AI tools, which use algorithms to create new text, video, audio, and code, can try to answer questions the way someone who died might have. However, the accuracy depends on what information is put into the AI to start with. Okay.
Yeah, kind of morbid, but, you know, I understand people, they need to find ways to cope when they lose a loved one, so I'm not going to judge. FTX says that it has enough to pay most of its creditors back in full after its collapse. The failed cryptocurrency exchange said in a statement that its plan would resolve disputes with private and governmental stakeholders without costly and protracted litigation. The Sam Bankman-Fried-led exchange collapsed in 2022, leaving the CEO to later be found guilty of fraud and conspiracy and be sentenced to 25 years in prison.
Many Gen Zers are starting out their professional lives with more credit card debt than previous generations, which can certainly have long-term financial implications. Here's Aaron Rial reporting with some inaccurate information, I would say.
Young people's rising debt is a result of surging food prices and shelter costs, coupled with a large percentage of Gen Z who graduated with student loans. The average credit card balance for 22 to 24-year-olds was $2,800 in the last quarter of 2023. This is according to data from credit reporting agency TransUnion. Statistically, high debt early in one's life can lead to delayed life milestones, including home ownership and marriage. Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio.
Yeah, I mean, I get like the whole student loan thing, but again, nobody's pointing a gun at people's heads saying, hey, you have to sign up for these student loans. The other thing, I'm not going to pin rising food costs on why many Gen Zers are debt. I think that's a much more, I think Gen Zers are using debt to pay for DoorDash and things like that because they don't have the financial wherewithal to understand what they're doing. And to me, that's a failure of homes and that's a failure of schools, because I do think that financial literacy should be taught in every school. I do believe that.
Yeah.
Frankly, you may disagree or whatever, but I just know that going back to high school, my high school days, in my math classes, you know, we had Algebra 1 and we had Algebra 2, and then people would go on to geometry, trigonometry, or trigonometry, all of these different maths and whatever, and that's fine. But there, I believe that a core math course should be a financial literacy when it comes to what is debt and how do you use it, or when should you use it, and managing that debt. That's just something that people aren't getting until it's time to go to college, and they get the student loans to go to college, and then they have the big freshman welcome, and then there's people standing under tents with saying, hey, if you sign up for a credit card, you can get a free T-shirt. And then that's just, you know.
It's all downhill from there.
That's right.
No, yeah, I do think you're right. The whole food thing, I mean, food's going to increase, yeah, but that's pretty minor. So that's not
can
the
also budget.
All.
There's also a thing called budgeting.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see here, 545, getting another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some issues on I-10, traveling westbound, passing Pensacola Boulevard and heading in the direction of Pine Forest Road. Speaking of those two streets, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road is still heavily backed up. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Beach Highway still has a very small blurb of congestion if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, but that should not last. Gulf Breeze Parkway still has that accident report causing heavy, heavy backups ranging from Tiger Point all the way back past Oriole Beach. If anything, the congestion has seemed to have worsened since I last covered it, unfortunately. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87. Still just some small congestion. Not too bad for that area, all things considered. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Very warm weather continues overnight with lows just in the 70s. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with just a small 20% chance that a shower does pop up. Highs are going to be way up into the 80s, mid to upper 80s for the area. All right, now heading into Thursday night and Friday morning, we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to move through. Some of those may be on the strong side, and it looks like most of that is probably going to happen before sunrise Friday morning. Some lingering showers still possible to the first part of Friday morning. And then cooler, drier air moves in. Beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Taylor Swift's famous feud with music mogul Scooter Braun will be getting its very own docuseries. Discovery Plus announced that its series Versus will take a deep dive into the infamous battle tilted Taylor Swift versus Scooter Braun, Bad Blood. The 2 hour long episodes. Did I get that right?
Yes. I'm assuming that's
all right.
How
the
they
2 hour long episodes will explore how. Why didn't they just make a 2 hour thing?
Know. Like a full on documentary.
Whatever.
I don't know.
They will explore how Braun acquired the rights to the singer's first 6 albums in 2019 to Swift's Taylor's Version re-recording projects. It premieres in June on Discovery Plus in the UK and Max everywhere else.
And a day after a security guard was shot outside of Drake's home, Toronto police say a person tried breaking into it. That individual was quickly apprehended and detained by police under mental health issues. The security guard, by the way, who was shot, remains hospitalized in critical condition. The suspect remains at large. Did not expect that.
Disney's The Lion King 30th anniversary. Can you believe that? 30 years.
That is insane.
It's a live-to-film concert event taking place May 24th and 25th at the Hollywood Bowl. Cast includes Lion King vets Jeremy Irons, Nathan Lane, and Billy Eichner. Jennifer Hudson's part of it, as is Kanye West's daughter, Northwest. Wonder if she's Simba, baby Simba.
She may be baby Nala.
That's a good call. It'll be available to stream on Disney Plus later this year. Been to a couple of Broadway shows in New York, and my wife and I went and saw Lion King. Very, very highly recommended. Very
really?
Good.
Yeah, that is a Disney film and just a Disney premise, whether it be live or whatever, that has held up for sure. Grease actress Susan Buckner is dead at 72. She played Olivia Newton-John's cheerleader friend, Patty Simcox, in the 1978 movie. TMZ says that her representative announced the news, saying she died peacefully. Buckner also acted in other movies and TV shows, including The Love Boat, Starsky and Hutch, and more.
A new version of The Office is in the works at It's in the works at Peacock. A Variety reports it'll be a new mockumentary show with a brand new cast rather than a reboot of the classic NBC comedy. I hate it already. The show will see the documentary crew that followed Dunder Mifflin's Scranton branch now follow Midwestern newspaper office and a publisher trying to bring it back to life with volunteer reporters.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I mean, they had the UK office, and that's beloved.
Then they had
the US one. I think the US one is better, but I'm a patriot. What do you expect? The US one was good. So both of them are beloved, and that alone was a risky process. And now we're talking about coming back for thirds. I don't know how I feel about that. I think we already struck lightning twice.
Well, I think we're pushing listen, I don't get British humor because I've tried the UK version, and it was like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Okay. Sylvester Stallone is obviously well known for the Rocky films, but he's got a serious collection of high-end watches too. He's selling 11 of them, and he's expected to net millions as a result. The most impressive is a Patek Philippe Grandmaster chime that's never been touched. He actually had to appeal the company for the right to buy it. He will get around $5 million for that one alone.
Wow.
The rich getting richer.
I would like to own a Rolex one day. That is on my my list of things to do at some point. It doesn't have to be an uberly expensive one, but just like like a used like $4,000 or $5,000 one, if those things still exist. But yeah, I've thought about it in the past and just never pulled the trigger. But that's something that I would like to do at some point. Maybe when I'm a millionaire, or maybe like when we hit Powerball or something, or maybe at my retirement party.
I can get you one.
You can get me one.
Yes. Don't quote me on that part, though. You got a better chance of winning the lottery than you got of me saving up money to buy a Rolex for someone else.
5:51, we'll take a break there. Recapping the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news next.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. On April 11th, UWF launched the public phase of the Here for Good Capital campaign. Join us on May 9th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about the university's most ambitious campaign to date and what it means for the future of our community. That's tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information. Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers help make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting to see some places die down, some places are not. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, we do have some backup still in that area. And if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, still got some backups there. Same can be said for Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road as well. Outside of that, Gulf Beach Highway looking better, Pine Forest Road looking good, but we still got a lot of problems on Gulf Beach, Gulf Breeze Parkway. I always get those two mixed up. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still heavily backed up from a previously reported traffic incident. Navarre Parkway looking better, and Caroline Street's been looking good. So just I-10, Pensacola Boulevard, and Gulf Breeze Parkway. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
The weather overnight, quite warm with lows in the 70s. Dry tonight, but we've got a 20% chance that a shower may pop up Thursday. Sun and clouds Thursday and quite warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Now, there's a pretty good chance for some thunderstorms to move through overnight Thursday into Friday morning. So look for that. And then following a front, we'll have some cooler, drier air for a beautiful weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, in our top three stories today, the U.S. pausing on a large shipment of weapons for Israel over concerns about their large-scale offensive in Rafah. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed that, believed to be the first time the U.S. has halted an arms shipment to Israel since its war with Hamas began. Republicans, including the House Speaker Mike Johnson, pushing a bill to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. House Speaker Mike Johnson warning of the threat of non-U.S. citizens casting ballots and threw his support behind the SAVE Act. Also, the plan to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson has, surprise, 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 failed. Earlier this afternoon, Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced the resolution to force a vote to remove Johnson, but a vote killed the motion from seeing the light of day. Which, of course, we have been maintaining for weeks now was going to happen. So there it is. All right. Looking at some wackier stories in the headlines today. If you want to go to jail in a hurry, there's a good formula for you, a recipe, if you will, that you can try out. A 33-year-old guy in Miami got arrested last week after he etched his full name into the hood of a police car. He keyed the hood on the driver's side while nobody was inside. It says, quote, the name is Enderlin Leontes. A cop punched the name. What's that?
Fancy.
Yes. A cop punched the name into their system and saw he lived nearby, so they went to his house, and he freely admitted he did it. He says, hey, I want to go to jail or I want to be sent back to Haiti, apparently where he's from. They took him to jail, so they went with option A. So mission accomplished there, and he faces charges for criminal mischief.
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, and, well, I can think of something else that's pretty criminal. It says if you're buying this, you officially have too much money or you're just really bad at budgeting. The fruit company Del Monte is selling Ruby Glow pineapples for $400 each. That's where the crime comes in.
I guess this is also the where the debt is for the rising food cost comes
in. Yes, if you're buying this, I don't feel sorry for you.
On a credit card.
Yeah, so that Enderlin guy has criminal mischief. Del Monte has robbery. There's only 5,000 available this year, so it's a scarcity thing, I suppose. But these Ruby Glow pineapples, according to Del Monte themselves, taste very similar to normal pineapples.
Yeah.
And the only difference is that they are slightly red on the inside.
Yeah, okay.
That's so lame.
Whatever.
Yes. That times infinity. Whatever.
Two high schoolers near Detroit are being honored after saving a teacher's life back in March. Gym teacher Alfred Catola had a heart attack during a student-teacher basketball game, but two juniors named Israel Dubose and Corey Coleman did CPR and brought him back. They did chest compressions and knew how to use an AED machine because they learned it in school. So kudos to them for paying attention and putting their skills to use.
Yeah.
Both are planning to pursue careers in medicine. That's not all, though. Alfred says he's launching a GoFundMe to help cover their tuition. So hope a lot of money comes in for those two.
They absolutely. Yeah, very much deserved. And a woman in Baltimore, known as Storybook Maze, is making a difference on the city streets. Araba Mays is a street librarian as she's curated a large collection of children's books and goes to different neighborhoods encouraging youth reading. She's already opened up pop-up bookstores and has a free book vending machine Now she's looking to raise $100,000 for a book trolley, a colorful children's train that will toot its way through the streets, providing as many books as it can fit in carriage cars.
If you would, reread the last line and do toot toot correctly, please. Like a sounding like a train.
Oh my God. Now she's looking to raise $100,000 for a book trolley, a colorful children's train that will toot toot its way through the streets, providing as many books as it can fit in carriage cars.
There it is.
That's I don't get paid enough for that.
All right. Well, on that note, we will send it off to Channel 3 News at 6. A lot of stories happening here locally. Of course, a data breach at Ascension Sacred Heart. Just one of several, apparently, Ascension dealing with around the country. Also, a pretty interesting story from Okaloosa County. The tragic death of a senior airman last week. Now a high-profile civil rights attorney involved. So details are coming up on that. Channel 3 News at 6. We're back in about 10 minutes.